Is Auburn trolling the media? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as you can see from his shirt, it's March Madness and everything still going on with the tournament. Hope your brackets are holding up because mine is not. I don't know about Graham's. I think Graham's holding up pretty good, but that's a dope shirt. Like that a lot. Really cool.
Yes, sir.
Really cool. Well, Graham, let's just hop right into it. So it's no secret people have been taking shots at Byron Brown because of this hitch that he has in his throw. But people forget that he threw for 3,000 yards with said hitch, and the couch quarterback coaches at home just can't stand that he's, you know, getting the attention that he's getting, saying like, wow, he is not going to fare well in the SEC. Well, guys, he threw for 3K. Sorry, don't know what to tell you. And to make it just more interesting, Auburn posted a video yesterday, okay, at practice. He's throwing a ball to Keyshawn Singleton, and they put it in slow motion. And granted, they do this every year, okay? It's just what teams do. It's not just Auburn. Every team does it. Every SEC team does it. They showcase their quarterback throwing a long ball to a receiver, okay? It's just aesthetically pleasing. It's beautiful. And if you're a football fan, it makes you go, hell yeah. So You look at this clip and you're thinking, well, there's not much to it. Well, in light of everyone making fun of his throwing motion in the hitch, they slowed it down. And it just, I don't know. Like, Graham, what are your thoughts on that? Like, you think they're trying to take
shots? I mean, I definitely think the part of it was like, hey, we're going to slow down for you and you're going to get a good look at this slowing motion. Because like the video, like it is crystal clear on Byron Brown when he's throwing. It's very slow down, and it's just a great shot of him throwing the ball. And if I'm being so honest, watching that in slow motion, it doesn't even look that weird.
No,
obviously, good, you know, ball full too, speed, by the like way. Slow motion. Yeah, it was a really good ball, but obviously, it's like, you know, full speed or slow motion. Like full speed is going to look more different than slow motion. Slow motion is going to look more smooth, I guess, because it's still all one continuous motion, but I think it's hilarious. I'm glad that they posted it. I feel like I've had to defend Byron to so many people recently. Other fans who are like, what do you think about Byron's throwing motion? I was like, bro, relax. It is not a big deal. It's not like, even that bad.
In person, it's hardly even noticeable is my thing. It's just because people are studying the videos over and over and over and over. It's like, okay, this might be a problem where, you know, fans outside the team or like from other schools opposing, you know, rival schools are like, oh, he's not going to fare well in the SEC. He's going to suck. It's like, guys, he threw for 3,000 yards. That hitch is fine. Okay. Will he throw for 3 in the SEC? Who knows? Maybe he has potential. If he can do it in another conference, why not the SEC? I know the competition's different, but my goodness gracious, he's going to be fine. I just thought it was funny. And on top of that, too, I think I sent this to you like not too long after we had gotten done talking about it. It was yesterday's topic with Golish putting the date for the Baylor game, correct? Mm-hmm. On his timeline.
I'll double check, but yeah. It said September 5th.
Yeah. So Rayshon Pleasant also hopped in on it and just put some emojis up.
Yeah, it's September 5th.
Yeah, tagging or basically reposting Coach Golish's post with emojis as well. Graham, I'm going to be honest, and I'll let you, you know, give your opinion. I think it's hilarious that this team is trolling like they are. Now, we got to back it up, but I just like how they're having fun and they're not afraid to do it. You know what I mean? It's something that's been much needed the past few years, I think, personally.
I think it's very evident so far that we've definitely felt and seen a culture shift in this program. I mean, one, we've heard it from players firsthand. I mean, Xavier Atkins talked about it like firsthand the day one of practice. Mm-hmm. And then just some of the stuff that we've seen from Golish, from the social media team, like you said, from Pleasant. I mean, it just shows how excited they are to get to September. Like, they just can't wait. And like, it's just, and like, even if you haven't watched it yet or listened to it, I highly, highly suggest everyone goes and listens to the Golish interview with Josh Pate.
Yes.
I'm about three quarters of the way through it. And man, it is one of the best interviews I've ever listened to in my life. the answers, like the in-depth answers that Golish gives, and like the, like you can tell he's so passionate about it. And Josh Pate also asked some phenomenal questions that you'd probably never think of. Like, oh wait, yeah, that's a phenomenal question. I would love to know about that. And especially with, and I'd like to know about that with any coach's point of view, but the fact that we get Alex Golish's point of view and the Auburn side of it, oh, it's so awesome. So definitely go check that out if you haven't. But yeah, I love the intensity so far from everyone across the board on the team and how much they seem like they're excited, the culture's changed, and that they're ready to go.
Yeah, no, I second that too with that interview with Golish and Josh Pate. I'm an avid Pate State supporter outside of the barn, and I'm telling
Takiyo,
you,
man, Spikes also has an interview with him.
That's yeah,
that just came out on YouTube. I need to watch that one. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I love Josh Pate, and he does ask questions that the media tends to not ask for some reason, and when he does, you see coaches like faces light up, like, oh, okay. Yeah, this is a nice change of pace. And with Golish, like you were saying, the answers he was giving, it was very just precise and no BS. You know what I mean? Like the usual runaround you get from like a Hugh Freeze or a Brian Harsin type of answer. Golish doesn't do that. That's not Golish. He never will be like that. That's just, I like our head coach, man. I really do.
Every media availability that he's had so far this year, he like genuinely answers the question. And sometimes he'll just go off on a rant and be like, wait, what was your question? Like he just wants to answer your question. And like, I mean, from his opening press conference that went for like an hour or longer, like it was so long. Mm-hmm. And then to, you know, being on Tiger Talk, to the dinner event that we went to where he was asked questions by Andy Burcham, to you know, the first day of spring training, like every single presser that he's done is just like, man, this dude like knows what he's talking about. He's passionate about this. He loves this stuff. He like breathes and like football. And we didn't have that under the previous coaches. We didn't have someone answering the questions, not necessarily like fully in depth, because I'm not going to say like he's giving stuff away, but like he just is like, the genuine answers, and like when it's genuine like that, the answers just come across longer because he cares about the answer and he cares about your question. You know, with former coaches, it was just like a 5 second question or a 5 second answer, and then they moved on to the next question like they didn't want to be there. He seems like he wants to be in the room with the media and wants to answer your questions, which I love.
Yeah, and two, like whenever the practice we got to attend, whenever he came up to do his media, you know, availability at the end of practice when it was over, like he was asking, like, how is everyone? Everyone good? Everyone have a good good day? Like what you saw? Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, first question. And he was like ready to just go like into, like, he's not like, you know, some coaches are like, oh, I don't like the media. And I'm sure he's not a big fan of doing media. I mean, who is? You know, I wouldn't be if I were in that position. You know what I mean? But he's passionate about his job. He loves being Auburn's head football coach. You can tell. I think his family enjoys it, so that makes him enjoy it more. It's just the domino effect and the butterfly effect, if you will, with him taking the job when he did. It's just been a good thing for both sides, I believe, personally. That's just me.
Yeah.
But I really do like whenever, for example, someone taking shots at somebody that he's coached, that being Byron Brown, with a hitch that no one's had an issue with, by the way, until he got to Auburn. Until he got to Auburn, no one gave a rat's about it. You know what I mean? Like, they, no one cared. And then, of course, he puts on an Auburn helmet and a uniform, and he, you know, lets it fly first throw, and everyone's like, oh, he's got a hitch. Tough nuggets, he has a hitch. It threw for 3K. Like I said last show, Tim Tebow, when he would throw, looked like he was hailing a cab, and he won the Heisman Trophy. I'm not saying Byron Brown's going to win the Heisman Trophy, but so what if the throw motions is a little wonky? He's fine. It's not going to make a difference. I'm sorry. The media are trying to grab for straws at this point. It's sad to watch.
I'll start being concerned if Byron Brown starts throwing a ton of picks a game.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening, but I ain't going to worry about it until I see an issue with it on the field, and he hasn't had an issue with it in the last couple of years, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, and I know like he's thrown against our own DBs, but that ball he threw to Singleton was perfect. That ball had good spiral, placed it right where it needed to be. He's smart with the football. He's not going to throw a forced pass. Also,
keep in mind there, Singleton smoked that DB. I don't know. I don't know who the DB was. I didn't really look at who was in the video, but I mean, he had a step or two on him, and then if I can remember correctly, DB is falling in the background. So,
man, yeah, I'm excited. I really am. Like, again, the chemistry thing with, you know, Golish being there with his quarterback, offensive coordinator, the receivers. I just like, as far as our passing game goes offensively, I'm excited about it. Just from what I've seen with my own eyes, Graham could probably attest. Everyone that was there could attest. Auburn's going to be fine in the passing game. It's just, can everything else mesh together and be a pure football team? Because last year it was two different.
I mean, of the heck, I'm confident in our passing game, and I think we're going to run the ball much more than we pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. Cause that's our bread and butter.
That's always that. And I feel comfortable. My biggest concern still is the offensive line. And if that ends up being good, or just, you know, they just need to be decent.
They just need to be better than last year.
With the running back room that we have, and Byron Brown as, you know, a hybrid running back in a way, like a quarterback, and he can run the ball like a running back. If our offensive line can just be somewhat decent, man, we should be able to run the ball really well. And if that's the case, and I'm comfortable with our passing game like I am right now, it's going to be hard to stop us.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Hopefully we can put it all together.
Yeah. You know what else you can put together? In your closet, Roback. That's what you can put together in your closet. Go to roback.com, use code BARN20 to get 20% off your next order. You see the hoodie on your screen there. I know it's starting to kind of get out of hoodie season, but y'all, I don't think you understand. It's the most comfortable hoodie I've put on me in my life. Get it. It's like a navy version of what you see on your screen. I have one. Graham has one. They also have really cool polos. I know golf season is here with the weather in Alabama right around the corner. So please go to roback.com. Get yours today. Use code BARN20 to get 20% off your order. Again, that is BARN20 at roback.com to get 20% off your next order. We're very thankful for Roback and their sponsorship and partnership with the Barn and the Barn Social Hour. Graham,
I got a new chair.
Yes. Yeah. Graham has joined the GT player. Me, Kyle, and Graham now have the same chair. They were sponsored
the Barn. I would have.
Hey, look, GT, I'm here for it, man. I love y'all's chair.
At least three of us got your chairs. So reach out to us.
I'm glad that y'all took my advice on that, because it was like, it's, you know, you look at the price, you're thinking, oh my gosh, how good could it be if it's that much? You know what I mean? Like,
that bad. There's chairs that are worse than that.
I know, yeah, but it's like, you can recline, it's got a little footrest on it. It's good, it's great. Unintentional ad, # sponsor us, please.
Whoa, that goes back really far.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you can take a nap from that thing. Plus,
seriously, there's a footrest too.
Yours is the leather one, right?
It looks leather. I think so.
Yeah. Mine is more fabric, but you got the navy one. I've got like a gray /
kind of. I think mine's fabric. I actually don't even know. It's either fabric or leather. I can't remember.
But it looks cool. It looks good. I'll say that. On camera, it looks really good.
Got a footrest and everything, dude. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know it had a footrest when I got it. And then it came in today. I was like, it's got a footrest with it?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Yeah. So we got to talk about this, because this is just funny. It really is, because it involves one of our own. I don't know what is it you Google for this to pop up? Just the roster?
You need to Google Auburn football roster.
Okay.
So everyone, right now, right now,
get your phone out. Right now.
Or your computer, open a new tab, and search up Auburn football roster on Google.
And when you do, the funniest thing that could possibly show up shows up. And I don't know, do we have that available to show? If you search the Auburn football roster, when you look across the board on the top row, Keyshawn Singleton is Zach Blackerby.
Zach Blackerby is no longer Zach Blackerby. He's Keyshawn Singleton. Plays football for the Auburn Tigers.
His name is Keyshawn Singleton.
Also, Keldrick Falk is still there, like, bro.
Yeah, and then Byron Brown is still wearing USF. Google, get your crap together, okay? We know y'all got it made over there on y'all's little campus. Okay. I've seen the internship. I know how that works. Okay. With Owen Wilson. Okay. I know y'all are very laid back and it's chaos. Get the roster right, please. We're almost, I know football season's mere couple months away.
The roster's not wrong. It's just
the pictures, the photos. It's not hard.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
But if anything,
I think there's a way that like somebody can do that, and I think that's probably what happened. But it's
whoever did it though, man. That's hilarious to me. That Keyshawn Singleton is Zach Blackerby. That to me owns me. If you're listening to us, Google Auburn football roster, and I'm not sure if it'll be there when you do it or not. But
I bet I know what happened, actually.
Okay.
I bet that picture of Zach is a clip of him probably talking about Auburn getting Keyshawn Singleton in the portal or something like that. And so Keyshawn Singleton's name is mentioned in that clip, and then Google's like, this is Keyshawn Singleton. We'll slap it on there. That's probably what happens. Because if you click on it, it just takes you to pictures of all the real Keyshawn Singleton. So
if you're listening to us and you look at the photo definitely is Zach doing one of his TikToks, either from post game or like Graham was saying, potentially when we got Singleton
it's
in the
portal.
It's
definitely a screenshot of him talking. It's not just a picture.
TikTok, but it's just so funny. It really is. The fact that it's just like he was talking to wasn't he talking to him either the other day or somebody, and then that popped up in our group text about that, and it just oh my gosh, man, that's so funny. I think he did. It was either him or Kyle that sent it.
I think it was Kyle,
but it's so funny. Again,
it was Brett.
Was it Brett? That's hilarious.
It's a picture. He's like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Well, it's just so random.
Kyle had tweeted. Kyle did tweet about it and stuff, put on his story, and multiple accounts have. I've seen it all over X, actually.
Dude, it's so funny. It just that. Oh man, it couldn't be a better person too. Is what's funny. That's just oh my gosh. But yeah, shifting and pivoting to another topic, we have a basketball game Sunday. And I know some people are like, basketball. Hunter,
I have an event that has been scheduled for a long time that I would not be able to watch the basketball game. I won't be able to be on the Barncast, go to the game, or be able to watch it.
And
I might be able to watch the first half of the first half or maybe the first half, but I won't be able to watch the second half.
So I will not be on the Barncast because I will be attending. I had a friend of mine be like, hey, we got an extra ticket. You want to pull up? I was like, yes, I would.
I feel like I'm letting people down by not being on the Barncast recently, and I'm sorry if I am, but I've just had other things and that have come up, or this one has been scheduled since what I'm going to on Sunday night has been scheduled since November.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you got a prior priority that you've already committed to, no big deal. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. No, I don't really, it's not bothering me that much,
but to talk about the matchup,
I do miss being on the Barncast, guys.
Yeah, me too.
And if we do anything for baseball or if we win and do another one for basketball, I will be there. I should be there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to promise you. Yeah. I should be there.
So the matchup, we're playing Seattle U at home. We're hosting again. The thing with Seattle
5:30 tip on a Sunday evening. What a great time to tip off for basketball.
Better than 9. That was ridiculous. That for the matchup that was.
People there.
No, I don't think there will be either. No, I think a lot of it had to do with because me and Graham went, and when we were there, not a lot of people were there. Granted, we had a top 5 matchup in Plainsman Park the same day, and people had been sitting out in the sun for a couple hours. So I don't blame them if they went home. Right. I know some people walked over from Plainsman Park to attend, but still, it wasn't enough to sell out, if you will. If we're being quite honest, it had the vibe of a high school game, if I'm being completely real. And I think Graham would agree.
It's like there was more people at the state tournament that I went to for high school than
Jacksonville State.
Genuinely felt like it, not even lying.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Yeah, it cracked me up, by the way, too. Speaking of that, you were sending me pictures of my dad. I'm like, just go say hello.
Oh, I couldn't get down there.
Okay.
He was on the floor. I was not going to be able to get down there to see him.
Yeah. Those that don't know my dad that haven't heard before, he is the associate AD at Jacksonville State and helps with broadcasting as well. So he was having to help, you know, make sure that people for the media had what they needed to cover the local high school teams that were there playing in the tournament. So, but back to Auburn's tournament game in the NIT against Seattle U. Stephen Pearl had a quote today saying that this is the best defense he has seen outside of the conference. And Graham brought up a good point off air. And do you have that stat again to tell everybody?
That they are ranked 19th overall on KenPom on defense. Their defense is 19th overall on KenPom.
So basically,
they ain't a pushover, I'll tell you that.
No, they're not a pushover. And I don't think we're going to be able to hit as many threes like we did the other night against USA, University of South Alabama. It's going to be interesting. It really is. Because we really don't have much of an inside game right now because we lost Murph, which that's a whole nother thing. Him stepping away from the team, which surprised me and Graham and I think everyone in the fan base. I thought it was going to be the other Keyshawn, but that's just me. But we'll see what happens. This team fights when you don't think they should, and then there's times where you think they're going to do it and then they don't. So I don't know what team we're going to get Sunday, but it's going to be interesting for sure. I know we got some more baseball around the corner as well. So it's a fun time.
Big baseball weekend. Holy moly. Yeah, tonight, an hour before this airs, we are currently playing Texas. And it's, first by some metrics, it's the number one team versus the number two team in the country. We are the number one, by the way. But
yeah, we are.
Whatever ESPN has us ranked, it's like the four versus the two or something like that. But according to some, it's the one versus the two. So. Huge weekend. Would love to get some a series win this weekend, and we're in the light blue jerseys tonight, which is gonna be fun. It's gonna be
that fun. Video, clean. By the way, if you know, watching or listening after you get done watching or listening to this, go find the video of them showing that we're bringing back the powder blues.
Social media, just find Auburn baseball on social media. It's got all there.
It's a really cool, very well made video, very professionally done. Shout out to the Auburn baseball social media team over at I think it's AU Productions. I think that's still the name of it, or is it War Eagle Productions now? I can't remember. It's one of the two. But like Graham was saying, Auburn's the clear number one team in the country, but you know, ESPN and Texas, they're always choosing Texas, and we can tell. Okay, so it's just how it is, in the words of L. Langley. So, Graham, I don't think I have anything else. You got anything?
I think that's it.
Cool. Well, again, everyone, happy Friday. And if you want to like and subscribe, we'd appreciate it. We got other podcasts, including this one that you're listening to right now. It's March Madness time.
Happy March Madness.
Yeah, everyone, hope your bracket is holding up. But again, like, subscribe, check out the other podcast, like the Top Button Podcast with Charlie Five, aka Kyle Rush, Village Vice with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law. Goodness, I'm having a stroke over here. And then the Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera. So we got a lot going on. Big baseball game this weekend starting tonight. When you're watching this, it's probably already the first pitch has already been thrown.
6 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock Saturday night, and 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah, and then the Auburn basketball game, NIT against Seattle U at 5:30.
A lot of sports. You got March Madness. You got Auburn basketball. You got Auburn baseball. You got something to watch all
the time. And then Major League Baseball starts like next week. I believe.
Yeah.
So
it does. We got to start, I think, like next Friday.
What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive.
Might actually start next Saturday, maybe.
Oh, still in March. Like between the sports events going on, and then you got the Spider-Man trailer that dropped yesterday. You got the
largest viewing of a single trailer in 24 hours in movie history.
It's Spider-Man, dude. Like, I love Spider-Man.
150 million views in 24 hours.
I'm more of a Star Wars guy. For those that know me, and they've known me forever, I'm a big Star Wars person. Same. But ever since Fantastic Four, the latest one that came out, Marvel's had my attention, and they gained my attention again with
Spider-Man. Marvel's had my attention since Captain America's Civil War.
I mean,
since then I'd be like, oh my gosh, I love Marvel.
So
I liked Marvel, that might be the movie that like got me into Marvel.
So I've liked Marvel, not as much as Star Wars, but I liked Marvel. And then Endgame was like I went to go see that in college with a bunch of people, like the night it came out at midnight. It was a religious experience to go see that movie at midnight with all those people and the reactions and the theater reactions. It was just
I got great. That movie spoiled for me.
That sucks. Yeah, that's no
fun. Someone, like, I was at an event and someone, like, I was planning on seeing it, like, I think maybe later that night. And he was like, yeah, Iron Man dies. I was like,
spoiler alert for those that have not seen it. You've had time.
I must say, bro, that movie's been out for 6 years now or something. If you haven't seen it, I don't care. That's on you.
But like,
that's like you're like mad if you spoil Harry Potter. Like, dude, I was like, that's been out for 20 years. I'm sorry that you haven't seen it. Like, that's on you. If a movie's been out for more than a year, I don't feel bad.
I remember
you've had an entire year to see the movie. That's on you.
I remember my old workplace when we were talking about like the biggest movie reveals, and I talked about Empire Strikes Back with Darth Vader, Luke, I am your father, and or no, I am your father was the line, but
I'll say,
and everyone in the room was like, yeah, and then the one guy that I worked with was like, wait, what? I'm just now starting to get into Star Wars, and I just watched New Hope. I'm like, bro, that movie came out in 1980. 1980. You've had time. Bro,
you've had about 40 years to get that one under your belt.
Yeah, but it kind of what I was saying, though, like ever since Endgame, Marvel's had like good movies here and there, but not great. It's kind of been a, you know what I mean, kind of a downward.
Your TV shows have been a little bit better. Like, movies, Loki.
Oh, just mwah. Chef's kiss. If you can't see me, perfect. Chef's kiss.
Everything perfect. About it, perfect. I love that. That TV show might be one of my favorite of all time. Especially
if you're a time travel geek and you like Back to the Future, you'll love Loki. I'm sorry, you will. Okay. Sorry to get a little dirty here on the Auburn. We're kind of bleeding into like nerd range, but it's Friday and we're having fun. But and if you like us having fun, again, like and subscribe and turn on notifications so you don't miss anything from us. And you can watch these two nerds geek out about Auburn football and everything else going on in the Auburn sports world. But with that being said, my name's Hunter. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as always, War Damn Eagle, happy Friday. And we will see y'all next time.
Goodbye.